Hey, this is FY Politics Presents Rock the Vote Native Style. I'm your host, Wakunja Hade, which is Robert Pilot. I have a couple other shows on AM 950. One is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake on Saturdays, and we also do Pilot's Progressive Party on Wednesdays at 5, and Native Roots Radio is 1 to 3. One of the things we're really concentrating on, and I really got to give a big shout out to AM 950, is that we are going to be rocking the boat native style. We're going to have things going on in the Twin Cities, and then we're going to have politicians that are Native American in Minnesota running for office, large and small. We really want to get the vote out there and get people to register. And the person that I'm working for here is Nancy Bolio of MN350, who's also the chairperson of Rock the Vote Native Style. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Well, thanks for having me again, Robert. Again, I'm Nancy Bolio, the Northern Organizer for Minnesota 350. And we're excited. We just launched the Rock the Vote Native Style campaign. And just prior to the show, I went through the process to see how user-friendly it is. And I hate to announce, but we have a small glitch. But behind the curtain, as we speak right now, it is being fixed, and we're going to add my canvasser link to the website, and it's a one-stop shop, and it just takes a matter of minutes. And like you mentioned earlier, small and large, we want to make sure that all the candidates that represent our BIPOC communities, especially our Native communities, were so underheard and underserved, that these are opportunities like Rock the Vote Native Style Campaign website, this opportunity being on the radio show. These are avenues that we can rock that vote Native Style, and so I'm excited about all this. And I also want to mention that we also have some candidates that we'll be supporting that are probably non-Native, but their values align with ours, and they understand us as a people, and they're actually putting themselves on the front lines in the world of politics to speak for us. And so at the same time, we got to remember those candidates, because we don't have all Native candidates running for all these positions, but we must know who those other non-Native candidates are, who they are as well. So so we got to make the informed vote. And I feel the spaces that you have created, Robert, with your shows is giving that platform. And time voting comes, we are going to show up and make an informed vote, because we know we need to support those candidates. And we're going to rock that vote Native Style here in Minnesota and across the nation.
Well, people on Facebook Live probably just saw that, and I hit my big nose with the microphone. So bear with me; I'm seeing stars. But I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about our guest that we're going to have on today. I'm really excited. This person stepped it up. Really excited, and tonight he's going to be on the symposium too with a couple other people from across Turtle Island that are Native American. That we do a weekly symposium all over Turtle Island, and we get a lot of people looking at it. And it's also rebroadcast on AM 950 on Sundays, 6 to 8 o'clock. And again, I want to just give a big shout out to AM 950 for giving us this space, because like you were saying earlier, you know, we need our allies and support our allies that support us and walk with us, because that's our way, and that's one of the ways that we've been taught as a young person.
Right. And, I think we're very fortunate to have some of our relatives be, willing to run for office. You have to be really courageous to do that, because, you know, in some of these positions, there's a lot of responsibility, and one of those first and foremost is, like, your integrity and your honesty and making sure that you're there for the best interests of all people. And today our guest is going to be Dan Jourdain. He's young, and I think young brings fresh ideas. I think they're a little bit more progressive in a good way. And he's also a Red Lake band member, and he's running for committeeman at large for the Bemidji City Council. And this is his first campaign, so he's kind of new to all this, but I think with all the great support that you, people like myself, and people like Audrey, I think this is going to be a good experience for him. And if we as voters rock that vote, we can make sure people like Dan get elected into these positions, because, again, it brings our voice to the table, and it's also inspiring to other people that want to do just the same as our lieutenant governor, as Mary Kunish Podin, as Ruth Buffalo, and those guys have led the way for the candidates that we're going to host as a guest today, you know. I think this is a great opportunity for Dan Jourdain to come in and say hi today, and I look forward to getting to know about him a little bit more. He's new. He just registered he filed to run for a candidate, just recently. So I have yet to learn, and so today is going to be a good space where we can hear more about Dan Jourdain.
Yeah, we have a little surprise for you, too. A young Native warrior who's going to be on the symposium tonight. She's 19 years old, and she's an Augsburg student. Did a spot challenging our other Native youth to come on out and vote. So that's going to be played after this segment. Really excited to get the young people out there to vote. And I just want to give a shout-out to Tracy Wilkie and Heather Keeler. They're watching us on Facebook Live, and they're excited to see Dan too, and those two women warriors are definitely on our radar to support here on this show and many shows, and as much as we can.
Great. Yeah, and like I said, the more we can, you know, get it out there, I think we're going to show them that we're still here, and it's our vote and our voice. And so I want to encourage people to check out our website. It's kind of in the beginning phase, but we're going to build on that. When I say we, that means all of our listeners and our candidates, and because we got to build on our power, our people power, and we're going to show them that we're still here. Okay, Robert?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, tonight, too, I just want to give everyone a shout-out, too. On Facebook Live, we do a weekly symposium. We have Mary Kunish Podin, Ruth Buffalo of North Dakota, South Dakota Senator Red Dawn. We have Julian Rodriguez, who's AIM in the West Coast there, always starting it out in a good way. And then we're going to have some local politicians. We're going to have Jeffrey Peltier on again, and we reached out to a couple other people. Maybe Heather will stop in. And it's just great because it's not only are they are we trying to support them, but they support each other. And it's really great to see in this Zoom, Facebook Live edition of Native Roots Radio Network. And that's right. What we're doing. And we're trying to get it out there, and we are going to get it out there. There's a lot of things happening, and we had a little bumpy road starting, but we've had some great guests, some great radio, and I'm excited to listen to this young man's truth, because I know I think it was last Tuesday's symposium, people had seen that he posted a picture that he registered to run for office, and everybody was really excited and talked about that. So I'm really excited to have him on today.
Me too, and I had an opportunity to meet him in person a couple of times, and he seems like, you know, a person we can relate to and a person that will work hard for us, and I believe in that. And so, you know, Joey Peltier, Opegard Peltier, he's running for our city council, and then we have Christian Taylor Johnson, who is also running for a race here in Bemidji, and that's for the Beltrami County Commissioner Ward 5, and I believe he's going to be a guest on your symposium tonight. So, again, yes. these are people that stand for the climate as well. So we got to keep in mind, we got to vote for climate champions. And we know as Native people that everything that surrounds us is sacred. And so I think we need to show up in numbers to support these candidates that will protect the air, the land, the water, and the fire. You know, those are sacred elements. And if we continue to get people in there that support big corporations, we're going to be fighting Enbridge and PolyMet forever, and we're not going to do that no more. We're just going to bring ourselves to the table, and that starts off by voting, and then we're going to start using our voices and showing up for those hard conversations and building good relationships. And first and foremost, it starts off by rocking that vote.
That's right. Hey, and another quick update to Ponca Wee, who's running for a national Seat is going to be on too, and she's going to be like the lead guest tonight. And House Representative Ruth Buffalo of North Dakota is going to introduce her. And we're also going to have Dan on that too. So we're going to have a big full round of people. So we should take a quick break and then get right to Dan Jardine. And Nancy, thank you so much, Pinigigi, for all you do and the support that you give everybody up north and all over Turtle Island with your hard work and and all your art too. I want to really just give you a shout out.
Oh,
you don't
yeah,
follow
thank you.
Nancy Bolio, follow her on Facebook. She's awesome and she's running the show here and we're going to be really rocking the boat.
And I also want to give a big shout out to Nicole at MN350. She is our field manager. She is working behind the scenes and she made a lot of this work and along with a couple of our other volunteers at Minnesota 350 to help create the website for us, and they're going to help us build on that. And they've been supportive in a lot of ways, not just with resources but financial needs that we have. So again, a big shout out to MN350, MN350 Action, to all our awesome candidates, and for the time you give us, Robert, we thank you so much.
Yes, we can't forget Danielle. You're listening to FYI Politics presents Rock the Vote Native Style, and we'll be right back with Dan Jardine.
Alusa Nation.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality, and for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Schroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Schroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything
except your intelligence.
Coming up, Baldwin, Truth, and Social Justice.
According to James Baldwin, white Americans are in deep denial about black grievances
because they're clinging to self-justifying myths about their own virtue and benevolence.
So how do you get white people to face the truth about their racial past?
Baldwin, Truth, and Social Justice, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
You waited and now you save. Zero Resin AM 950 are partnering for an end-of-summer carpet cleaning sale. This month you can get 3 rooms of carpet Zero Res clean for just $119. Their patented powered water will clean the toughest messes and won't leave behind any of those smelly stains. Plus, keep the air in your home fresh by taking $50 off your air duct cleaning. But you have to mention AM 950 when you call to get these big savings. That's 952-0-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Crooners Supper Club is leading the Twin Cities back to live performances this summer with 2 new distance-safe outdoor dinner show options. The popular Lakeside Drive-In Concerts will continue with new shows added throughout the summer. And not to be outdone, Crooners is also introducing a new Lakeside Cafe in its outdoor patio space designed to offer a more intimate, distance-safe outdoor dinner show experience. So head to Crooners Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65 this summer for some delicious food and great music. Make your reservations now at croonersmn.com.
Bonjour, Ndinawe Maganigu. Misko Gimiwan, Indigenous Cause, Makwando Day, Waswaganeg Nindunjaba, Ashe Janga Soy Nimbibunigas. Hello, my relatives. My name is Misko Gimiwan. I'm Bear Clan from Lac des Flammes, Wisconsin. I'm 19 years old. I attend Augsburg University. And I represent the Minnesota Indian Education Association. We need to rock the vote Native style. I challenge all you young adults who recently graduated high school or started college to register to vote. Our voices matter, our voice counts, and our sovereignty depends on us. So stand with me to protect our sovereignty and register to vote. We need to rock the vote Native style. Thank you for listening.
Wow, that was Misko Chapman, and what a great job calling out her peers to rock the vote Native style. I just want to give a quick shout-out to Joey Peltier. I just noticed that somebody called him Jeffrey, so I couldn't have been me. I know it's Joey. But, hey, I also want to give a shout-out to all the people. My Uncle Curtis is listening in, and it's a really exciting time to rock the vote Native style. We have 21, what I heard, we have 21 Native Americans running for office, national office, senator and House representatives across the country, and that's the largest number in the history of American politics. So we're really excited about that, and we have a bunch of people running up north, and so we are excited right now to have Dan Jardine on Native Rock the Vote, Native style, and welcome, Dan.
Hey, bonjour.
Ahoo. Hey, tell everybody what you are running for and up there in Bemidji and what it all entails, and kind of give me a little background of your decision of running and doing this job.
Okay. First, I'll just start off. Bonjour. McGizianse Indigenous Cause, Makwa Dudame, Bemidjigamog, and Dunjaba. A little translation. My Indian name is Little Eagle. I am from the Bear Clan and currently reside in Bemidji. I'm an enrolled member of the Red Lake Band of Chippewa. My father is one of the seven hereditary chiefs of the tribe. I'm 34 years old, a single father of three beautiful children, ages 16, 12, and 4. I've been living in Beltrami County for 31 years, six of those years being in the city of Bemidji. Currently working for Minnesota Chippewa Tribe as an employment specialist, working with our underserved indigenous communities, helping them to become more self-sufficient and overcoming barriers. I graduated from Red Lake High School 2003, Leech Lake Tribal College 2012, and my degree is in law enforcement. Currently striving for my criminal justice degree at Bemidji State University. 2013, I obtained my Minnesota Peace Officer's license from the Minnesota Police Board, so I have a great deal in understanding the philosophies and challenges we face in law enforcement today, especially living in a diverse community from Bemidji. I'm a small business owner. We run a DJ service called RC Sounds, which has been very successful over the past 3 years and only expanding into different regions. During the summer, I do more work, summer and winter seasons. I'm a certified sports official through the Minnesota State High School League. So I do a lot of basketball refereeing and whatnot. So I try to stay pretty busy all around. I guess you can say I come from a political background. My late grandfather, who was John Buckinaga, who was a tribal chairman for the White Earth Reservation in the late 90s, he always believed in getting an education and that it was key to be successful in today's world that we live in. Getting education is something they can't take away from you. So, I'm running for Bemidji City Councilor. I decided to make my announcement last Tuesday, and I've been getting a lot of great support from a lot of people. So this is my first time into the political realm, and I'm hoping that we see a lot of success. A lot of people know me inside, so that helps. You know, when you have that view in a public eye where they see you doing the small things that nobody really sees that much. So I believe that if I stay active in the community, people will start to see that. So, like I said, this is my first political campaign. I'm a little bit nervous, but at the same time, I got to remain positive and thank all the people that are helping me out. I believe that Bemidji, there's a lot of change that needs to be done to Bemidji, which is why I threw my name in the ballot. So change isn't going to happen overnight. It'll take time. And with the progression that I'm bringing to the table, I hope that we can see nothing but the best outcomes through my political campaign.
Yeah, awesome. So I know we were really excited because we were doing the symposium Saturday, and a couple people went, "Oh my gosh, Dan's running because you signed up to run." So was it kind of the last minute there, or were you just kind of messing with everybody?
No. See, the position, it opened up earlier, and maybe like 4 months ago. The guy, he was having health problems, health concerns, and whatnot. So, you know, we want to hope that his decision, he made the right one of taking care of his health concerns. And then that position opened up through the city. The city decided to have a vote off for it. And last Tuesday was the date that it opened up for filing. So that was the day that I decided to announce. And it closes August 12th. So far, there's three candidates that are running. And,
Well, we're really excited to have you run, Dan. And what do you think some of the big issues are besides Bemidji being the deep north? You know, I've been up there and I've talked to a lot of people that go up there. And, you know, we're on the cusp of, you know, of us not being treated that well. What are your main concerns, and how do you want to build bridges?
Right now, my platform, I'm focusing on public safety. I believe public safety is my number one concern. We want to look at different ways that make this community safer and more transparent by developing different models and approaches. We want to be more proactive rather than reactive on situations, and I feel that that will lower our recidivism rate that our city faces today. Ultimately, we want the city of Bemidji to be a safe place for everyone that visits, not just a certain group of people. Some of the other issues that we face that I put up my platform is housing. I believe that the city of Bemidji is a little over 15,000 residents and rapidly growing every year. With this growth, it brings housing issues. So we want to make sure that everyone, including homeless, low-income, elderly, and disabled, make sure their needs are fully met with the city. Currently, Bemidji is looking at incorporating a TIF district, which is a tax increment financing. The development wouldn't be affordable or subsidized housing, but a maximum income of two-person family would be $91,000, whatnot. But so basically, it leaves where's our population that doesn't fit in this criteria. So I'm always looking at housing as a big key to my platform as well. Also, infrastructure and economic development. So being a small business owner myself, I believe that the local businesses are definitely what makes a city grow. So divesting into the city.
Hey, Dan, do you have time for another segment? Because we got to take a quick break.
Oh, yes.
Perfect, perfect. We're with Dan Jardain, and he's running for councilman at large in Bemidji City Council, and we're here to support all natives running for office, large and small districts, and we really believe here on Rock the Vote Native Style that in order to change things, we have to really be involved with local politics. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, this is Matt McNeil. Today, with the uncertainty going on, we're all looking to find a way to make our dollar go further. That's why I suggest your next vehicle is a Toyota from Rudy Luther Toyota. Not only do I have a newer Toyota, I also have a 2006 Sienna, and it still runs great. 14 years and 170,000 miles later. I love Toyotas, and they're made to last, and they have never let me down. And with maintenance from Rudy Luther, your vehicle will take care of you and save even more money with the Luther Advantage card with your vehicle purchase. Rudy Luther Toyota at 394 and 169 west of Minneapolis.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us this week for Minnesota Matters, a news, entertainment, and sports show covering everything that matters in the North Star State. Tune us in right here or at your convenience at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.
Listen to Minnesota Matters every weekend, Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hey, Cudahy to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilot's Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Pinigi, and thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Whether it's storm damage from the past or a new issue that's popped up over the years, Snap Construction is the company we trust for all roofing, siding, windows, and exterior construction needs. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, and window company in the metro. Ryan has worked with many of our listeners and is excited to help more.
Thank you to all the listeners we have worked with and all the listeners at AM 950 that we haven't had the opportunity to work with yet. This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. Safety of our homeowners and our team at Snap Construction has always been the utmost priority. We are still offering free, no-contact estimates. This summer at Snap Construction, we've rolled out a new referral program. Mention AM 950 and we'll make a donation to the station in your name. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. Call for your free estimate today. 612-333-SNAP. 612-333-SNAP.
AM 950 weather. I'm Patrick Lilia. Sunny and 77 for the high. What a great afternoon. Remaining clear through the overnight with a low of 59. Minnehaha Falls Landscaping continues the tradition of service, quality, and community that their customers have grown to expect. They provide outdoor environments that grow beauty and support health and wellness. Check them out at MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com or call 612-724-5454.
Ooh, this is FY Politics Presents Rock the Vote Native Style. And I'm here with Dan Jardain, and he's running for a council person in Bemidji, you know, and we're really excited to have Dan and all the Native people that we can on this show. And we want you to support them, reach out to them. And also, Dan, do you have a website that people can send you money to? Can you give us a little information on that? And then I have a question for you.
Yep. You can find me at electdanjourdain.com. All one word, elect Dan Jourdain, J-O-U-R-D-A-I-N. I'm also on Facebook at Jourdain for Bemidji City Councilor at Large. And on that website, you'll find a PayPal link where you can contribute to the campaign, which is, it's not cheap to run a campaign. I'll put it that way. It's pretty expensive. So any contribution helps, anything helps. Your continued support helps as well, so.
Yeah, we'll put it on the live link here, and people can come back and check it out. One of the questions I have for you is, I feel like up in the deep north there, Bemidji area, that there are so many different police up there that cross each other's. If it's a Venn diagram, it's very crazy, and there's different laws, there's different things. Am I right to say that, and how can we fix that? Because it seems very confusing if you're arrested by maybe a county sheriff or a tribal officer. Do you have any insight on that?
Yeah, that's one of the interesting parts about living into this community. Also, the Beltrami County Sheriff's Department and the Bemidji Police Department. And also, we have Border Patrol doing the service of the sheriffs as well. So, a lot of transparency needs to be done, because after, in midst of the George Floyd protest, we had a lot of disruptions within our city and a lot of conflicts whereas we've seen, like an outsider group, if you will, we call them the good old boys, But things like that, we want to stray away from to make the city a safer place. We don't want to call in any outsider groups to cause a disruption or make anybody else feel above the law. We don't want anybody to do that. So we want to create a better dialect of law enforcement and something that everybody understands where they know what's going on and not to expect something abruptly suddenly. So like I said, transparency is one of my big issues that we need to address in the Bemidji City because it's a very complex system, if you put it that way, that we're dealing with Beltrami and Bemidji at the same time.
Yeah, I think with your expertise, you could really bring in a different light of and maybe a truth that people would understand or listen to. So that's exciting, too, that you have the police side of this, too, because I know it's just a muddy situation when it comes to, you know, different factions of policing and not all being on the same page. So what else are you excited about? I mean, this has got to be exciting, exhilarating, but also a little scary. And then you talk about the money situation. What have you learned in this last week?
Well, in this last week, it's been very busy. Once I made myself public, I've been getting a few calls and emails from constituents about the city's problems, what we should integrate and how they feel about the other candidates, whatnot. So it's already taking a toll of its own. It's creating its wheels. So once I put my name out there, I got to thank everybody who is continuing supporting. It's been interesting. I got to put it that way. Something that I always wanted to do. And hopefully if I get elected or if I don't, I'll still be involved with the city in some capacity.
Well, that's really good to know and good to hear. It's really important, and there's a listener that posted something out here, and I want you to respond to this. It says, more people, especially teens and young adults, need to be made aware of what's going on. So many are clueless, don't understand it, that they can really change things. And I think, you know, you're doing that. So do you have a response to that?
Yeah, it's... When we look into tribal politics and especially like the city politics, it's difficult to reach out to our youth and let them be heard because anytime we're in the political scheme, it seems like they only want that vote for one certain reason. But to understand the seriousness on what voting really is, what voting really means to you, and for people getting involved in voting, that's a tough one as well because we're only seeing maybe 30% of a population getting out there and voting. So we want to encourage more people to express their opinions. If something happened in a city, express it to your leaders. If they don't express it right, then we want to get to the bottom of it as soon as we can. So I think that people that are like in my footsteps, if you will, learning politics firsthand, just getting out there and expressing yourself. Feel free to express yourself however you want to. Yeah,
we got Audrey Thayer, who we all know and love. She says we need people to vote the primary. So do you have any information on the primary that our people all over Turtle Island, at least in Minnesota, can give them the information real quick?
I believe the primaries are coming up next week, if I'm not too sure about that in our area. So
yeah,
we want to encourage everybody to get out there and vote. And the other leaders that are running, I gotta give them a lot of credit too as well because they've been an inspiration for me, like Tim Sumner, who's running for County Board Commission, Joseph Pelletier, Christian Taylor, Audrey Thayer, one recent candidate that was running last year, 2 years ago, Michael Northberg, and also Heather Keeler, who I just met last year. She's cool. Running for 4A and Moorhead. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's interesting to see all of these people and these. The support that we're getting from these people, it, it, it's all creating this positive atmosphere for the native population. And that's what we want to see. We want to embrace other people, and we want to say anything's possible for you guys, because all you have to do is speak up for yourself, and that's what it's all about. We want to make a better community, not only for us, but for the generations down the road as well.
Yeah, I want you to remember, too, that it's very important, this journey that you're taking for our people. It's very important, me as a high school teacher that work with Native students, is that it's important to see people that look like themselves doing things like this, being a police officer, also being running for a city council. That is just a huge thing, and I just want to commend you for that, and really all the people that are running in the state. It's an amazing, amazing thing, the names that you named. It's just amazing. I just want to say, Pini Gigi, thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, thank you, and I appreciate your time here today. And like I said, all the support, we need all the support we can get to make changes to this city in Bemidji, because it's long overdue for the city of Bemidji to see a great young leadership like myself to bring to the table. So I'm ready. I'm hitting the ground running. And for more support, follow my pages at electdanjordan.com. Find me on Facebook and just share the links and help me out, because it's a lot of work, and I appreciate everybody's output so far and the communities that's speaking to me. So like I said, this is new for me, and I really appreciate everybody's support, and also yours as well, Robert.
Hey, Pini Gigi, no problem. And tonight, we're excited to have you on. We're going to have a lot of people on. We're going to have Joey Peltier. We're going to have a couple national candidates. We're going to have Ruth Buffalo, Red Dawn of South Dakota, Mary Kunish Podine, along with all the other regulars on our symposium that we have from 7 to 9 every Monday on Facebook Live via Zoom, and we get a really good response, so it'll be fun. We're going to have Nancy Bolio come in and introduce you to everybody, and it's really enriching, and it's great to have other Natives support other Natives, and I think that's what's really important now, is that we're supporting each other, and that, to me, is the most important thing. The journey is the reward. If you don't win this election, you'll win the next one, you know, and it seems like you have a really good opportunity to win this one, though, but we're excited about that.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's taking a realm of its own, and I'm looking forward, and I'm also learning at the same time. So it's going to be quite the journey, like I said before, and I just like appreciate everybody's support.
Well, with that, we're going to take a break, and I want to really, it was really great getting a little meeting with you, and after the primaries, when you win the primary, you're going to be on the show again, and we have all these other shows that we're going to have all the Natives rock the vote Native style. So thank you, Pini Gigi, so much, Dan Jordan, running for council person at large in Bemidji City Council. Thank you so much.
Also, November 3rd will be our voting.
Oh, go ahead. Say that. Give us a little more information on that.
Yep. Voting will be November 3rd. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we have three candidates running so far. So voting for our counselor at large will be November 3rd. So sorry about it. It's different from the other ones that are coming up next week. So pay attention. Stay tuned to my page as well, and I'll be bringing out announcements.
That's great. You'll be in the general election. That's awesome. So, again, Pini Gigi for being on, electdanjordan.org. We'll be right back after this short break. Thank you very much for being on.
Bonjour, Ndenwe Maganegu. Misko Gimiwan, Indigenous Cause, Makwando Day, Waswaganeg Ndunjuba, Asha Janga Swain Ndabunigas. Hello, my relatives. My name is Misko Gimiwan. I'm Bear Clan from Lac des Flammes, Wisconsin. I'm 19 years old, I attend Augsburg University, and I represent the Minnesota Indian Education Association. We need to rock the vote Native style. I challenge all you young adults who recently graduated high school or started college to register to vote. Our voices matter, our voice counts, and our sovereignty depends on us. So stand with me to protect our sovereignty and register to vote. We need to rock the vote Native style. Mi'umi Gwich Bisandawiyeg. Thank you for listening.
Nightingale at 26th and Lindale is open for in-person service. They have a lovely socially distanced patio and interior available for safe and thoughtful dining and drinks. Nightingale has reservations via resi.com with plenty of tables and bar spots saved for walk-up reservations. Nightingale's temporary summer hours are Sunday through Thursday from 4 to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday 4 p.m. to midnight. Last call for full menu 30 minutes before close with curbside takeout by calling 612-354-7060. Info, menu, and updates at nightingalempls.com.
Hello, it's Keith Ellison. I'm voting for Ilhan Omar in the upcoming DFL primary because she shows up for the community. When they tried to take our vote away or interfere with our right to marry who we love, Ilhan stepped up and urged everybody to vote no twice. When Trump announced his Muslim ban, Ilhan Omar organized thousands of Minnesotans to stand up and say no. Everybody's welcome in Minnesota. When COVID-19 hit, Ilhan passed the Meals Act, guaranteeing school meals for all of our district students and 20 million students nationwide. She raised over $300,000 to support local organizations. Now, we need to show up for Ilhan. Go to dfl.org and get your ballot. Vote early at your county office or vote in person on August 11th.
I'm Ilhan Omar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ilhan for Congress.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for more than 25 years. My company has been awarded more than 5 national awards for craftsmanship. You won't find somebody who loves their job more than me. I've devoted my life to my family, my craft, my business, and to the people who trust me with their projects. And I'm happier for doing it. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com to learn more.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
We are a loose nation.
Hey, welcome back to FYI Politics Presents Rock the Vote Native Style. And I'm your host, Robert Pilot. I just want to introduce myself. Ahu, Ho-Trunk, Raja, Wakunjahare, Hingandena. I just wanted to introduce you. I just said my name is Distant Thunder, and I'm in the Eagle Clan, too, in Ho-Trunk Nation, and I'm an enrolled member. So one of my, co-producers of a couple shows, and she produces a show on Facebook Live called Truth with Ruth, and that's Ruth Buffalo, and we do that on Facebook Live, and it's just a great show. Our show on Thursday is going to be this Thursday, and I want to bring on Emma Needham, who is a regular contributor. She does the news for Native Roots Radio, presents I'm Awake every week, and she tells essay stories and a lot. So welcome, Emma.
Hi, Robert. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Buju and Disnakaz, Ogumagu Gnu Ikwe, Indigu Emanitum. So my name is Ogumagu Ikwe, which means strong golden eagle woman. And my colonized name is Emanitum, although I don't like calling it that. It was the name my mother gave me. thank you for having me on this afternoon.
Yeah, great. And it's always great to have you on. And tonight we got to talk a little bit about the symposium, but also, were you able to listen in at all with Dan?
I caught just the last few minutes of Dan discussing, when the primaries are and when the November elections are on the 3rd. Audrey Thayer talking about how we need to really vote for the primaries and make sure that we show up to the polls for our local elections just as much as we need to show up in November.
Yeah, it's really exciting, to have all these Native politicians running. We got down in here in the cities, of course, House Representative Mary Kunish-Podines, who's running for state senator. You know, we have up in, we have Heather Keeler that's running for House Representative up in District 4, I believe. And it's just exciting to have all these natives running. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. In most of the first decade of my adult life, so say from my 18 to my mid-20s, there were not very many Native candidates running at all, if any. And now to be able to see this and to see this opportunity that our newer voters, those 18, 19, 20, have the opportunity to finally go vote for somebody if they'd like on a ballot that's Native American, that's representing their interests, is it's huge. It's absolutely fundamental for us as Native people to have that kind of representation in our areas and at the national and state level.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of our people that are running were brought up, and all of them were brought up the right way. So I think our allies, our white allies, and everybody else that's listening to the show on AM 950 and out on Facebook, is that we need you to vote for our people too. And I think it's, you know, we have these values that we like to share and bring everybody back, because, you know, everybody's been colonized at one time or another. The Irish were colonized, on and on and on. So everyone at one time was close to Mother Earth, like we talk, and it's great to bring people back that to their ways too, that are similar to Native Americans thousands of years ago.
Right, that's an important factor of history that I think a lot of people, either they're not aware of because it wasn't taught to them, or just simply haven't reached that point in their life yet that they're interested in that. And it's really good that we're able to talk about that kind of thing publicly, that we all really need to come back to the connection with Mother Earth and to, you know, really take a look at what it means to be humans.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a really good point. You know, and so let's talk a little bit about your journey. You've been on the radio. You're a writer. You write essays, and they're really about your life. We really miss those, but we really like the fact that you're doing news updates on Native Roots Radio and starting it off with imperative news that's going around Turtle Island that affects everybody, and especially Native Americans. But tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, so I think if you listen to Native Roots Radio, you've probably heard how I ended up on Native Roots Radio. Was that I stumbled across it on Facebook, and I sent Robert a message on Facebook Messenger and was like, how do I get involved? And he told me to tell him a story and record it and make it about 8 minutes. And that's how my first essay got on Native Roots Radio. And it was a pretty big hit, so I kept coming on with my essays. And as this political climate of the United States has continued in over the last, 4 years, definitely over the last year that I've been on Native Roots Radio, Robert, I forget if it was Robert's idea or my idea, but one of us said maybe we should do news. I think it was Robert. And yes. I was immediately biting into that idea, because as a Native person in Minnesota, we have a fairly good relationship as Native people in Minnesota in comparison to a lot of other states, but it's still not great for media access for Native people. So to be able to have the honor of having 10 minutes to go, okay, this is the news I heard about this week, and I'd like to share it with everybody, on a radio show, is absolutely wonderful. And I wish it would have been around when I was younger. I think it would have made a big difference in feeling welcomed as a Native person.
Yeah, well, you do important work, and I feel like Native Roots Radio and the shows that we do, we're just conduits of people's truth. And I think we were conduit today of Dan's truth, Dan Jourdain's truth. And you can't BS a BSer. And I think that comes really clear through the radio especially. But, voices, inflections, and things like that. And so it's really exciting. And what's also exciting, too, is the work that you do. You produce, like I said, Truth with Ruth, which is Ruth Buffalo of North Dakota. And tell us a little bit about that show in the last couple minutes here we have.
So Truth with Ruth is a show with Ruth Buffalo, a representative from North Dakota. Most everybody, I think, knows her right now as the lady who was sworn in her regalia and has been doing a lot of good work for the North Dakota legislature. She's a little bit on her own out there. There really isn't anybody in the North Dakota legislature who's quite like her, being a Native woman. I believe she's from the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And the show is really to kind of bring awareness to what she's doing and also to invite other Native women, specifically women, but occasionally we do have men on the show, and what they're doing for their state, their city, their country, whatever they're doing to bring good work as Native women forward. And I think that it's really, really wonderful that Ruth takes the time to come and do that show with us on a biweekly basis, even though she is so busy with the legislature and her family and other things that she has going on with her life. It's really a beautiful show to sit down with those ladies and in a very non-formal kind of way talk about what we're doing and what more needs to be done. There's always more that needs to be done.
Right. And you can catch that off of Native Roots Radio Facebook page. And it's via Zoom, so it's really fun. You get to see everybody. And, yeah, you've been doing a great job, and she's picked out some great guests. And I can't wait to hear more this Thursday. Somebody asked too, I'm going to throw this out here. Is there a comprehensive list of Native candidates to support? You know, that's a really good job or really good question, Christopher, and we're going to get that up there. And I think I'm going to ask Emma to do that too. And so we got less than a minute. Let's talk a little bit. Tonight we're going to have the symposium, and we got politicians from all over. Last week we did Rock the Vote Native Style, and we're doing it again this week with Ruth Buffalo, as you mentioned, Red Dawn, Mary Kunish Podine, Amber Torres, who's a chairperson down in Nevada. It's just a really good mix of people, don't you agree?
I agree. It's really, really a great mix of people, different levels of the legislature, different levels of experience, different places in the Midwest. It's great.
Exactly. So I just thanks for stopping in and helping me end this show in a good way, Emma. You do a great job, and I just want to thank you publicly every week to that you do a great job. So you've been listening to FYI Politics Rock the Vote Native Style, and we'll be back next week. Look for us tonight on Facebook Live.